Well, good morning, and to all the ladies out there, happy Mother's Day to each of you. Whatever is done for you today, this day of your celebration, enjoy it. Take full advantage of it, because you are truly, truly worthy. Amen. Our lesson today is titled Isaiah, Offering Hope for the Future. Our Bible passage is Isaiah 29th chapter, 13th through the 24th verses. What is your routine? You wake up, you get showered, take care of your personal needs. If you have children, you get them up, make sure they're clean and presentable. Everyone gets a little breakfast, then out the door you go. The children go to daycare or school, and you head for your place of employment. This is done 5 days a week. You can virtually do it blindfolded. It is so routine. And then there's Sunday. Now my question is your Sunday a routine day, or is it a day you have truly set aside for the worship of our Lord and Savior, which will include singing, hearing and learning of God's word and his love for each of us, and as well as fellowship with friends and family who have also come to worship. Isaiah is writing what the Lord is saying about routine worship and its effects. They're going through the motions, but their hearts are not in it. Some of their prophets, priests, and leaders are behaving no differently than the common citizen. He tells them they're not giving their Creator and Deliverer the honor he deserves and requires. Isaiah continues to tell them their situation is of their own design because of their falling away. Isaiah also tells them how displeased God is. The things they are doing in the shadows and feel that no one can see. These things are not unknown to God, for he sees and knows all. Isaiah begins to tell them how the Lord plans to turn things around. The Lord will again restore Israel. He tells them how the Lord will remove those that are not following his commandments. Those who have been mistreated and falsely accused will receive justice. And as the Lord continues in his restoration process, we will see that remnant, that faithful few, how they will be uplifted. They will have their minds opened to the Spirit of God. They will recognize his power once again. And those that were resistant will become compliant and let the Spirit of God and his leaders teach them the true meaning of godly worship. God understands we must have certain routines to maintain order in our day-to-day living, but he does not want our worship to become routine. He wants our worship to be an experience. An experience that is not only renewing, but a reminder of his awesome power and love, things we cannot live without. Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you, Father, how you guide us each and every day, how you give us a renewed spirit and a renewed outlook every day. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your grace. Everything that we have, everything that we see, feel, and touch, Father, that is around us, the clothes on our back, you have provided for us, Father. And we cannot thank you enough for being such a wonderful God that you see to our every needs, even though we sometimes don't even know what we need. We get those little surprises and they come from out of nowhere, and we know it's nothing but you, Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to worship you in spirit and truth and receive everything that you have for us, Father. You know, we sit in the messages and we get something from your word, Father, something that will take us through the next week. Sometimes we sit in the congregation and hear your word, and we get answers to problems that have been troubling us all week. And we thank you for that enlightenment, Father. We thank you for being in your presence at that time. We ask you, Father, to continue to watch over those that are still not in the best of health. We thank you, Father, for touching them thus far, but we pray, Lord, that you continue to touch their bodies and their spirits. Continue to bring them the comfort that they need, Father. We pray, Lord, for those that are going through bereavement at this time. We ask you to continue to stand by them and undergird them, and we as their fellow worshipers and Christians, let us continue to be able to show them through our concern and through our care that the Lord is still with them and he is not going to leave them for anything. We ask you, Father, to remember each member of our congregation as we continue to move forward. Step by step, Father, you guide us, and we thank you for being that beacon in the dark, difficult times. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, Father. We thank you for our pastor as she brings the word to us this morning. We ask you, Father, that every ear that hears her words this morning be uplifted, be even renewed, and learn a little bit more about God and what he's able to do and what he will do and what he promises to do. We thank you, Father, for our pastor as she brings us your word. We know she has been in your word all week, Father, and you are giving her what she needs to tell us to help each some of us, all of us today. We thank you, Father, for her presence in our lives. We thank you for the presence at the head of our church, Father. We thank you for your presence in her life as the head of her life. And we thank you, Father, for all that she does for us. We thank you for her wisdom, her energy, and everything that she does, Father, to help the members of this congregation and each and every person that she comes in contact with, because sometimes we feel that the world is her pulpit. And she is not ashamed to speak the truth to anyone that needs to hear it. And we thank you for her, Father, for that truth that she speaks each and every week and each and every time she opens her mouth. Continue to lead and guide us, Father. Continue to give us the things that we need, Father, and we'll continue to give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise that you require. Continue to bless us. And we thank you for these things, Father, and as we go forth in your will, that we will always submit to your will. And in the name of Jesus, we say, amen. God bless you, each one. Have a blessed week. God is truly embracing all of us. Amen.